North Battleford. There was extensive discussion at Tuesday's North Battleford Council meeting on the proposed late-evening alley access bylaw. Council voted in favor of second reading on the bylaw, which would control access to alleyways between 11 a.m. and 6 a.m. each night, with a wide range of exceptions for residents, business owners, and those who need access to the alley to access their properties. Fines are between $250 upwards to $2,500. Second reading did pass Tuesday, which means third reading will come back at a future meeting on the bylaw. One of the main items decided at the meeting was an amendment to add a section on when the bylaw would take effect, January 1, 2024. There was also talk about a review period to review the effectiveness of the bylaw. It was hardly smooth sailing for the bylaw, though. Council had received feedback on the bylaw from the public and the indication as reaction was divided. There was one letter received which noted concerns that there would be displacement of criminals from alleyways onto the streets, and into harm's way of civilians. There were also voicemail messages left at City Hall, and City Clerk Stacey Hadley indicated the reaction ran at about 50-50. One response suggested the criminals wouldn't follow the bylaw anyway. Meanwhile, there was a positive response from Community Safety Officers Commander Jerry Kaliniak, which described the provisions in the bylaw as comprehensive and well-defined. The bylaw ensures that legitimate activities can continue while addressing unwanted activities effectively, he stated. RCMP Inspector Jesse Gilbert also provided feedback about how the bylaw worked in other communities where it was introduced. He said in Nipawin the RCMP there were very supportive of it. They had done a targeted media campaign there and noticed about 50% reduction in the alleyways after that, he said. I don't have any issues on it from our end, we're very supportive of it, said Gilbert. Council largely voiced support for the bylaw, but there were a few concerns raised. Councillor Kent Lindgren pointed to a number of questions he had about whether or not this novel approach to addressing crime would work. When people are being controlled and then restricted in how they may move, I think as a community that's something to be concerned about. During the discussion, Lindgren pointed to the 50% reduction in alleyways in Nipawin, but said, that doesn't mean they've seen increased community safety, he said. It just means we see less people in an alleyway. Inspee. Gilbert admitted it was a novel approach and, so we can't say it's going to be successful. It may not be successful. Councillor Bill Ironstand also pointed to concerns raised that this might lead to carding or profiling, but believed the bylaw provisions created enough leeway for people with legitimate reasons to be in an alleyway to avoid those concerns. I'm glad and I'm hopeful this doesn't turn into that, said Ironstand. You can no longer count on social media to deliver important news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking sasktoday.ca's homepage at this link. Subscribe to sasktoday.ca newsletter to get our daily news to your inbox.